Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, it is Tom Lavero, sports columnist at the Washington Times. You know, Tom, years ago when Ted Leonsis took over, first the Wizards and then the Capitals, and he did a lot of stuff, was fan-friendly, he was revered, and man, he's taken a beating of late. How do you see this whole Monumental to Alexandria thing and Ted Leonsis' role?
Well, I mean, I think he's taken a beating because he seriously underestimated the road he would have to go down to get this thing done. And, you know, part of that is his arrogance. He's got, I mean, you know, when he speaks, I said in my column today, he sounds like he's handing down commandments from Mount America Online, you know? And I don't know how they thought that getting a project like this through a Democratic legislature with a Republican governor was going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
is that the part that he underestimated the most, or is it the citizen sort of uprising against him?
Well, you know what? It's funny. They didn't even get to the NIMBY part. They didn't even get to the part where the citizens would fight. They'd have the first the state would have to approve it. I mean, the citizens uprising. You know, they rose up now and they were very vocal. And Ted found himself in a very interesting back and forth public relations battle with them. But they didn't even get to the Alexandria public hearings, people lining up to speak out against it part. So, I mean, you know, that would have been a whole battle in itself. But I think this time it was just he underestimated what was ahead for them to do something like this. He thought this was a great idea, and he was kind of amazed that nobody else did either.
Tom, another benefit that Ted had for so many years in this town was he had the shield of Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder was so hated and reviled and detested by everybody in town that he could just operate however he wanted. Now, with Snyder gone and a new regime in place for the Commanders, no longer is Dan Snyder the whipping boy here for everybody in Washington. He's
no, gone.
He's out of the picture.
Yeah, there's no cover anymore, and it's a good thing Ted won that Stanley Cup in 2018, or else I think it'd be a lot worse. His basketball team, since he took over the team in 2010, has continued to be – he inherited a disaster of a basketball team, and he's done nothing to really, you know, make it better. He's tried, I'm sure, in his mind. He's tried, but the basketball team is – I mean, here we are about to end the LeBron era in the NBA, and the Wizards, who haven't been good since before the Magic, you know, Bird era, are still in the same place. I think the fact that the basketball team is so bad hurts them a lot.
Certainly doesn't help. If you had to predict what happens first? Will the Commanders have a new stadium, or will Ted figure it out and build a new arena?
I think the Commanders will have a new stadium, but I don't think it's going to be in D.C.
Where do you think it's going to be?
I think they're going to build. I think they're going to put it right next door to where they are now.
Uh-huh. They're going to stay in Prince George's County.
What about the?
Really?
I think that's the path of least resistance for them, which I think is what it's going to come down. Look, the Bears this morning announced they're building a new Soldier Field right next to the old Soldier Field.
Right.
You know, it's typically the easiest way for these teams to get things done, and you know, I think in the district, you're going to face a tough battle with the city council. You're going to face an even tougher battle with the people in that neighborhood, speaking of the NIMBY factor. And I just think that cost-wise, you know, it'll be easier for them just to stay where they are. And I think that's going to be a factor because, you know, we don't expect this team to spend a lot of money in free agency. I'll be surprised if they do this year, even though they have the money. And part of that is I think they don't have a lot of money anymore. It took all they could to get to buy the team. They're strapped with a stadium that they're putting millions of dollars in improvements with at this point. And I'm not sure they have the money to really build a new stadium in the district.
We're just getting back to Ted for a second. Where do you stand on just sort of the idea that, you know, he wants a new state, that he doesn't like, you know, his deal there or his arena, and he wants to have a more modern spot with more acreage and all that? Do you blame Ted for looking elsewhere outside of the? A lot of people feel like he has this duty to keep the team in D.C. Personally, I don't think he has to do that. I wonder where you stand on that.
Well, the district mates handled him terribly. He really, really mismanaged the whole thing from the start.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about wooing the Commanders there, but you've got to take care of the teams that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't do enough to take care of Ted. I still think it's possible for him to, with assistance from the city to renovate, the Capital One Arena where it is now, and even expand it. You've got right across the street. I think you've got the old Metro building. I don't know if Metro is still there, but I think the opportunity is there to do what Ted wants where he is. And I think the city needs to offer, you know, their help to help him do that. I think, you know, they caught a break here. I think they need to take advantage of it.
You know, now just shuffling back to the Commanders in the draft and free agency and say you don't think that they're going to spend a lot of money. How do you kind of surmise the Rivera era when you look at the roster now? We're kind of debating back and forth and talking to different people about it. I think it's as bad a roster as I can imagine. Like, I just don't remember having so many holes. I mean, at the end of the day, what are we going to remember the Ron Rivera era for?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad roster. It's not as bad as when Shanahan took over in 2010.
Is that right?
I don't think it is. And I think Mike, I actually underestimated how bad the roster was that he was taking over. But
is that the Grossman roster?
That's even before that. He didn't even have a quarterback in 2010. That's why he went along with the trade for Donovan McNabb. It wasn't his idea. He wasn't crazy about it. But I think the story was he couldn't get Mark Bolger out of retirement.
Right.
And he didn't really have a quarterback. Nobody.
Because the year before was what? Jason Campbell and Todd Collins.
Yeah. So, I think that was worse. But, yeah, the Rivera era is going to be remembered. People are sympathetic, rightfully so, because he had to go through a lot personally. In his battle with cancer, people will respect him for being the face of the franchise through some difficult times that his owner had put the team through. But football-wise, it's been a massive failure.
Well, so we were talking about who would be the building blocks currently on the team. So before you have the draft and before you add via free agency, who are – do you think the stalwarts? We said, all right, you got your defensive lineman in Payne and Allen, You got Terry McLaurin. Cosme looks like he's a really good offensive lineman at guard. Maybe you make an argument for Dotson and Robinson. What do you see on the current roster that maybe better coaching could help?
Well, I don't know. I agree with you on Cosme. I think they're lucky to have that kid. And they make sure that so many linemen who have left, they better not lose him. I think Brian Robinson is one of the building blocks as well. Mm. It was just so frustrating to watch his lack of use last year in this Bieniemy offense. It was ridiculous. And he's a horse. You know, he can carry that team down the field. So I think those guys, like you mentioned, those guys, and I think Robinson is a big part of it as well.
Have you bothered to like take a gander at highlights and try to gather an opinion on who you think would be your favorite quarterback if you were picking at two?
You see, I'm not smart enough to do that. I mean, I can look at a film and watch guys, you know, what they did in games and stuff, but I'm not a quarterback expert. I don't really know. Uh-huh. I mean, people who I respect really like Jaden Daniels for what he brings. I know you guys kind of cornered Dan Quinn in that little thing you did, that name association thing you did, when he referred to Daniels as a game changer. And defensive coaches love guys who run around and who are mobile like Jason Daniels because they have a hard time defending against them.
Jaden Daniels. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So do you actually think that was a tell, or do you think it was like a smokescreen? Like, you know what I mean? Did we just catch him off guard and he actually gave us his true thoughts?
I think he did. I mean, that's not the way it started. You didn't start out asking about quarterbacks, right?
Right. We kind of lulled him into it.
Yeah.
Somewhat brilliant by JP. I'll give him credit.
All right, so you're at spring training for the Nationals.
Right.
I don't know what to make of the season. I don't know if we should be optimistic. It feels like next year we'll be really optimistic, but what should we make of this season?
Well, everyone in the building is disappointed that the ownership didn't spend more money this offseason. I think they're spending less than they did last season. And Rizzo's, you know, shopped at the thrift store. Hmm. He picked up Eddie Rosario, who's a good signing, on a minor league contract that's not guaranteed. I mean, when he's healthy and plays, he's a good player. But, the young group of players that you should be very excited about, you know, guys like Dylan Cruz and James Wood and others, they're not going to be up this year. And the young pitching is not as exciting. Mackenzie Gore and Josiah Gray, I think, you know, still don't have the maturity. And when you have, you know, that pitching that can't go at least six innings into a game, then you tax the bullpen, and then you start a vicious cycle that lasts a long time during the season. So I'm not really optimistic because I don't think their pitching is going to be very good. I think they'll hit and score some runs, but I'm not particularly optimistic on the season. But again, they've never had a group of young, talented position players like they do right now in their system.
Right.
I mean, the future is bright, but it's just a couple years away.
Maybe longer.
That's what I think.
Well, I mean, James Wood has had an unbelievable spring through 15 games. He's hitting about, I don't know, 350. Had a couple more hits yesterday. I know he's a couple years away, probably a year away, but I would agree.
Might not be.
Yeah, they might call him up late this year, but
you think they want to retain control and all that?
He should be an opening day starter next year.
Right.
I would think so. I'll give you the guy who could wind up with, you know, maybe even when they go north, but if not then, at some point this season, is Trey Lindstrom, the kid from Urbana. He was like their minor league defensive player of the year last year. He can play different positions. He's a terrific third baseman, but they've been playing him at second base this camp, and they're really high on him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really down on Luis Garcia, who's their second baseman right now.
That's not
so
good.
So I wouldn't be surprised at some point if you see Trey Lindstrom with the Major League Club.
Well, yeah, they weren't happy with his weight and all that stuff, right?
Who, Garcia?
Yeah.
Didn't Mike call him out, say he had to be a pro?
But I thought he came back from the minors, and he was real thin. I thought he had worked that out.
Without it, to an extent, maybe he's reverted.
He's had a rough spring. He's made some errors, made some base running mistakes, the kind of things, you know, that drive managers crazy, like fumbles in football with a coach.
Right, right.
So, Tommy, how much longer are you posting up down there in Florida before you make your way north?
I'll be back on Wednesday, boys. It's a beautiful day down here, too. Mm. Gorgeous.
Who's pitching today, do you know?
Bob Feller. I don't know. It's spring training.
Tommy, you're down there following the team.
He doesn't care.
That's a funny
Bob
I liked it.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you, boys.
Yeah, all of right, course. All right. Always.
Tom Lavero.
Guy loves him some Florida trips.
Does he have a place down there, too?
I don't know.
I feel like he does.
I don't know if he Airbnbs it or what his deal is.
Right. Everybody's in Florida. Wife is in Florida.
Everybody's enjoying
in Florida.
Cacti Park of the Palm Beaches. It just rolls off the tongue.
Right, right.
Hey, I miss those spring training trips.
They were fun.
They were good, you know,
you know what I miss? Coffee beans. We don't even have coffee beans yet. Do you think we're going to go on a trip?
I do miss the ambulance coming because they thought you were a zombie going through the hallways in Florida. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
That was fun.
The annual trip to the woods.
Hey, quick question. So
you know what I love about the Full Swing when they do the overhead shots of the neighborhoods that, and like the courses in the neighborhoods that all these golfers live in? Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, it's ridiculous.
You love the flyover.
He loves the covet.
Nobody loves the covet more than
him. Doesn't that just make you sad? Like,
yeah, it makes me sad. I'll never have it.
Right? You got a beautiful home.
He does. I know, but it's not on an intercoastal.
Yeah. He's not going to be.
You're not going to be a baller.
There's levels, Jason.
It's not going to be on the intercoastal.
Yeah, you're like upper middle class.
I did want to ask you, so you guys mentioned Full Swing last week, and you mentioned the API, which is the Arnold Palmer Invitation.
I couldn't have watched more of it than
I couldn't have watched any of it.
I think I saw the Scheffler win.
Yes, he did.
Ran away with it.
The only thing that I saw, other than that Scheffler won, was, and I already forgot which player it was. I think it went viral because that's how I saw it.
Let me guess. Jake Knapp had a 12?
No, one guy who looks like he maybe cheated. Like, he improved his lie. What was your take on that?
You know, I was
arguing. The ball was in there, and then he puts his club in, and he's kind of digging
Tom
it in.
Tom and I were arguing about it, right. But I didn't even see the clip. He just explained it to me.
Oh, you haven't seen it? The ball definitely moves.
Well, John Rahm did the same thing 2 years ago, and he got penalized.
It barely moves.
Two strokes.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to say
he improved his lie, right, by putting the club down there a bunch of times. That's what Tom was arguing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it improved it.
It is outrageous.
It was still deep when he hit it.
It is an outrageous rule that if your ball rolls into a divot made by some hacker that played the hole before you, that you can't move it.
You have to suffer through it.
You got to hit it where it lies, even the big dirt spot.
Yeah, that's why you got to replace your divots.
That's an awful rule. Change that rule immediately.
I don't like Wyndham Clark anymore.
Because?
Yeah. Well, I think this is not the first time that he's done this, by the way. He did this at Pebble. When he won in a three-day event there where he walked past the ball to improve his lie. And also, Wyndham Clark didn't get good until he was 30 years old.
Right.
And now he wants to limit.
No, he was a prodigy.
I know, but he didn't really hit.
He didn't win, yeah.
Until he was 30. It took him a while to learn how to win on PGA Tour. And now he wants to make it harder for younger players to be on the tour. He wants to limit the field to 100 players.
Well, did you watch the episode on Wyndham Clark on Full Swing?
Yeah, I did.
All right, well, he was in a really bad spot. And he had to hire a sports psychologist. His mother died of breast cancer when he was in college. I mean, he went through a rough stretch, Valdez. I think you're killing him.
By the way, I don't think he did anything wrong here.
The ball barely moves.
He just tested his club. Yeah. He didn't do anything wrong.
And by the way, bogeyed the hole.
You guys are making a mountain. Did Tom Healy, too, making a mountain out of
Oh, Healy. Healy's a nightmare sometimes. He always argues.
All right, coming up at 9:45, we got the morning matchup. Give you a chance to win some tickets to Wolf Trap as well as the Wizards. But next, it's the entertainment page here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I tweeted out something that I found interesting. So Brad Spielberger, who we have on the show, from Pro Football Focus, put out predictions for their top 100 free agents. All right, we've been talking about how free agency really kicks off at noon, and the legal tampering period is today. All right, it doesn't become official till Wednesday, but today is the day free agents will start signing, and I'm sure at 12 o'clock, 12:30, 1 o'clock, Adam Schefter, there'll be all this news. So are you interested in knowing the five guys they have predicted going to the Commanders that are in the top 100
yes.
free agents?
Yeah, very interesting.
Are you acing out my EP? Okay,
I'm not. Just 2 minutes.
All right, that's fine. Fine.
Now they're probably nail one out of the five.
I mean, they have the Commanders. Would
shots
you be
in the dark?
Would you be excited about this? Now there was, I think EB would. Remember, there was about maybe a month ago, 6 weeks ago, you said nothing was going to excite you until this team wins.
Right.
I think that's fleeting. You'll get sized if they draft.
Well, I have no hope of winning.
So they have the Commanders. These are predictions by Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus. Landing these five guys in free agency.
Well, you're going to go one at a time and as to get my reaction? I'll give you my limp meter.
This is going to probably all be limp.
Yeah, so they have them landing. Needs,
I'm going to go 0 to 6 3/4.
Edge rusher, their number 8 free agent, Bryce Huff.
Don't know anything about him.
You got to tell me more about him.
I mean, he's young. He's 26 years old. I think you'd kind of like that.
All right, let's take a break.
All right, I get a 3.
Position of need.
3. A bit, you know, half size.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, he was number 8 on their list.
Maybe 4. I'm going to give myself credit.
At number 10 on their list, they have Patrick Queen coming to the Washington Commanders, linebacker.
Even though Valdez thinks that he's expendable and not that good and only, you know, Roquan Smith made him better or whoever.
You would like it. Athletic
6.
Freak.
6. Almost full attention. A 6.
It says here, 48 quarterback pressures, 8 sacks over the past 2 seasons are both second.
I'll take it.
Among off-ball linebackers.
He's a good Robin to your Batman.
Bryce Huff, don't have a Batman yet, but
Bryce he's not going to be Batman.
Bryce Huff is 35 on the free agent list on the CBS Sports.
Maybe Jamin Davis is going to be.
So now you got to go down a little further down the list. Cakes mentioned him.
So you're actually going down now. These are like worse free agents.
What position?
Yes, because that was number 8.
These are lesser guys.
Number 10. The next guy they have, I'm trying to find exactly where they have his number.
What's his numeral?
He plays tight end. They have him as the 39th ranked free agent, Noah Fant.
Oh, not size. Well, talking about Noah Fant. He's
3.5
for what?
A full
cake. For 1 or 2 seasons.
2 seasons. He came
very
with a roster.
Unremarkable.
No, he's fine. He's fine. He's not going to blow you away. He's serviceable.
He'd be better than what you have right now.
Yeah, 3 points
better than Zach Ertz. What they have right now is just, there's nothing there.
But addressing needs, edge, linebacker, tight end, then their number 44 ranked free agent to be, they predict goes to the Commanders, Bobby Wagner, linebacker. So now you got your two. Now you got your Wagner
he's
and Queen.
A
little long in the two.
He's 100.
Have fun.
That's like a 2. That's maybe a 2.
3.5, half size, the full cakes.
Right. I've seen 10,000 Bobby Wagner snaps. He's toast. He's butt slow. If you want to get killed in coverage by running backs, sign Bobby Wagner.
That's your guy.
He's a great tackler. He doesn't miss tackles.
You're a 1. You're a ROM right
I'm
now.
So, yeah. He's a legend, but it's over.
And the last guy they have out of the top 100 free agents as ranked by Pro Football Focus in predictions going to the Washington Commanders.
Please tell me it's a fat offensive lineman.
It is not.
Oh.
Edge. And this one makes sense because of Dan Quinn, Dorrance Armstrong.
I saw his name last week.
Two. Here's the thing, honestly. I went through this bit last year and we're like, oh, they addressed their needs. They brought in Andrew Wiley
and Nick Gates
and all these. It doesn't matter if they addressed it. The guys have to actually be good.
Okay, but now you've got Adam.
But you've got to trust.
Just because they played the position.
No, because you don't have Ron anymore making the decisions.
You have a better personnel guy. You have the best guy that was available.
Is he really? I mean, do I even know if Adam Peters is a great personnel guy?
No, you don't.
All I
not
really
yet.
Know
he's
is that
damn
he's,
good.
He's worked with great organizations and everyone likes him.
He's been part
That's
of,
all I really
he's been
know.
Part
he's
of
got a good reputation.
Super Bowl rosters.
Yeah, but I don't know how much he's been a part. I just know he's a nice guy that everybody likes that's made his way through
different
teams.
I have faith in Adam Peters.
Well, hold on.
I'm not saying I don't.
He's better than Ron and the goofball Martys
if he's
in that collection.
If he was an assistant GM, I know the dumb caller a couple weeks ago said he was just getting coffee for John Lynch.
Yeah.
If that was the case, then why have assistant coaches in anything?
I don't know. Listen, all I'm saying is...
Why are assistants not pretty
involved?
Valuable?
Yeah, I'm sure. Listen, I'm sure he has some value. And they obviously love him and they target him and they got him and everything. But he seems like a swell guy.
Wasn't also,
but I don't know. Give me all the studs that he found.
His reputation.
Who did he find?
Did he find Fred Warner? Did he find
They
George
say
Kittle?
That.
The rumor
but it could have been John Lynch making
the
call.
The rumor was that Lynch was the figurehead.
I understand.
He was the guy that
Peters was
Kittle,
the one.
Greenlaw,
and that
Warner.
Peters,
those are the guys he gets
Peters
credit for.
Peters was the guy.
Well, no, he was heavily involved in those drafts.
I have faith in Adam Peters. I have faith he's going to be way better than
you think he wasn't.
I just don't know.
You think he wasn't involved in the trade for McCaffrey?
I have no idea.
I'm sure he was.
Common sense.
Yes. I don't know. I think the top dog usually is involved.
He was involved.
Assistant GM. If assistant GMs have no value, then why do they become GMs?
I don't know. I don't know. I see people dumb their way up in radio all the time.
Yeah, but the NFL's a little different.
I don't know. I think businesses, people just move their way up.
I think if you're an assistant GM,
I'll believe it when I see it.
There's certain guys that are more valuable than
Give
others.
Give me his notes.
You can't tell me he wasn't valuable in the draft when he was working under Lynch.
I could have traded for McCaffrey. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, but are you going to find?
And I know he was
Are you going to find George Kittle
you could
in the
have
fifth
trapped.
Round?
You still
you
have
find
to
find George Kittle in the fifth round.
No, if you tell me he did that, then I say
I think he's widely credited.
But you still
that.
Have to pull it off.
Okay.
But what about Trey Lance?
Trey Lance was a bad one.
It's a knock.
I don't know how much he's was in the,
oh,
the Trey
see,
Lance thing.
I love how.
I don't know.
Give him credit for something.
No, I know that
but
he
then,
found George Kittle.
Then remove him from a different personnel
that's
move.
That's what you want to
I'm
distance
just
yourself from.
Until he proves it to me and starts knocking him out here where he gets all the credit, he's unproven to me.
All right, but back to the
here he
unproven.
Is.
Back
he is.
To the predictions, EB. As a Commanders fan, if you found
this.
Out on by
none
Friday
of those, none of those
that
guys
they added
get me to a full 63
two edge guys in Bryce Huff and Dorrance Armstrong, a linebacker, two linebackers, and Bobby Wagner and Patrick Queen, and a tight end and Noah Fant.
Yeah, I mean, they all sound like old farts. Like half of them. I mean. I don't know.
Well, Wagner. 26.
It gets me
old.
To a cakes, a 3.5.
Wagner's the only old guy.
How am I losing? Is that 40%? I'm losing 40% in the, maybe more.
I don't know.
What is happening?
All right,
over
can
here?
I give you the. Oh, no, I can't. I do it when I come back. I'll do an abbreviated version when we come back.
I mean, EP. You're just. EP got usurped.
It wasn't me.
Well, because we're talking free agencies. More important, right. More entertaining. That's your EP right there.
All right, we'll do some entertaining page when we come back. But let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local in business. Every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I told you that we were going to give you a chance to win some great prizes coming up at 9:45. A couple minutes early, but caller number 10 will hook you up with two tickets to go see the Wizards on Tuesday, March 19th at Capital One Arena versus Houston. It is MS Awareness Night, presented by MedStar Health, and the team will be highlighting MedStar Health medical professionals, the effects of MS, and how to support those fighting the disease. For tickets and the complete Wizards schedule, visit thefandc.com. Congratulations to the Wizards who snapped their losing streak.
They won back-to-back games, didn't they?
Pay attention to what happened yesterday, so they won again.
They beat the Heat.
Yep. Look at that. Two in a row.
In Miami.
No congrats to us. We have to start over in the $10 to 10K challenge.
Yep.
We took
bucks.
The L.
You guys took an L?
Took an L, yeah. We bet on the crack in the money line, and was a big fat loser.
Yeah. We lost three zippy.
I think
what was the guy's name that told us to take Winnipeg on the puck line?
That's IBS Chris.
IBS Chris hit it again.
He's been on a mega heater, that guy.
We disrespected him because he made his pick on the toilet.
Yeah, that's right.
Time now to open up the entertainment page.
Yep, the entertainment page driven to you by BMW of Fairfax. Electric vehicles are all the rage, cakes. And my guy, Mike Walker, is doubling down, but doubling your EV credit. Rebate's $7,500, then that means he'll make it $15,000. If it's $9,900, well, my guy, Mike Walker, is just going to round it up to $20,000. Find out more at BMWOfFairfax.com. I want to just quickly, before I get into the Oscars, I don't want to have a lot of time here, but I just want to tilt specifically Jason and Drab.
Okay.
Because apparently they get tilted by this. Bitcoin is now at 72,000. All-time high today. Just keeps hitting new highs. And Cakes is the biggest. Right, so, I mean, Cakes is just a huge winner. He's like a Winklevoss.
So this is what happened. I'm going to call this.
Three or four years ago.
No, way before that. It was pre-COVID. So I'm going to say it was
2018
probably.
2018 or something?
Maybe 17, 18.
Yeah.
When did Bitcoin start?
2010 or
all right, so it was probably, like it might have been 14 or 15. But it was at 17,000.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
And everyone was talking about, you got to get Bitcoin. Right, so right. I went out and I bought. I don't know, a half a coin.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it went down to 7,000.
Right. What'd you do?
Like 2 weeks later, it went down to 7,000.
What'd you do?
I sold it.
You panicked.
I panicked. I went over to Bikey Botts' house, and he showed me how to sell it, and yep. I turned that, and I put that money into my, at the time, it was another sports betting account.
You can only imagine what happened to that money.
And so I think I had like 2,000 or 3,000 left, and I just put that into my sports betting account. If I would have just held on to it,
yeah,
Now, I only had half a coin.
Still.
Yeah, still, you'd have 36,000.
But if I would have purchased it, five coins like cakes, I'd be filthy rich.
Yeah, it's a little short of five.
Did you sell them to Mikey, or did you just sell them to a random market?
I sold it back off the market.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
Anyway, 72,000.
But
I'm telling you, this thing's going to the moon.
I'm done. I can't afford to buy any.
Well, you just buy pieces, a percentage.
I can't afford it anymore.
You don't have $5?
Nope.
You can buy one hundredth of one.
What's $5?
One thousandth of one.
I don't understand.
I need to have full coins. I'm not going to buy $5.
Why does Eric do all this bragging about where Bitcoin is when he doesn't put his money where his mouth is?
Because I'm broke. I spent all my money on my kids.
I just told you that. You don't have $5.
Yeah. I have done that. No, I have added to mine. I have, with little bits. I'm disappointed that I haven't bought more.
How many total coins
Me?
Do you have?
I have like 6/10. I don't have much.
Half a coin.
More than half, but not a lot, because when I keep buying it, I buy it when it's expensive.
All right, so you got about 36 grand worth.
Something like that.
He's got like 250 grand worth.
More than that.
Oh, more than that?
Oh, yeah, look at
you can't do your math. You're not doing your math.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Yeah. How many coins you got?
It's at 72,000.
Oh, 4.3-ish.
Oh, you got 300 grand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right now. We could wake up tomorrow. It could be this.
It could be, but it's going to 100K, and then it's going to half a milli. It is.
Drab won't say, but he's on tilt.
He's on tilt.
That he missed out.
I don't care. Everyone wants people to care that you didn't have enough Bitcoins. What, am I going to go back in time?
No, you can still invest. I don't care.
So I invest $2,000. Then it becomes $4,000. Whoop-de-doo. It's gone. The train already left the station. It left 10 years ago.
I know that feeling.
I don't care.
I understand the feeling.
It's the same thing as having Apple stock. If you had Apple stock, I just looked it up.
It keeps going up.
So does Apple.
Okay, if you had Apple stock...
20 years ago, it would be worth $530,000.
By the way, right.
$1,000 to $530,000.
To be exact, right now, today at 9:47 on March 11th,
yes.
Cakes has $309,600.
If I get a little bit sized,
did you know that?
He's keenly aware.
Right, so he's keenly
almost 310 grand of Bitcoin.
He's keenly aware.
It's a nice investment vehicle.
Here's what kills me.
Yeah, you're so hooked.
In 2000, whenever, when Black Friday hit. And I had 20K in my full tilt account.
Oh, this would tilt me.
I could have transferred it all into Bitcoin when it was. Look at what it was.
Like it was like $1,000 for a coin or something like that.
I think it was way less than that. When was Black Friday for poker?
Like 2012, wasn't it?
Yeah. What was the price of Bitcoin in 2012?
Probably under 1,000.
I'd be like one of those Asian billionaires.
Yeah, you would be.
Well, I'll tell
but
you.
It's
right
like
Poker Black
it.
Friday 2011.
2011.
That's why I sold it. I didn't trust it.
I didn't quite understand it. Now for the most part, I understand the utility of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't understand it.
And it looks like in 2011,
just give me, what was the range? What was it? $10?
90 cents? $6.80. $6.80.
Yeah. So do 20K times 90 cents.
I did
20,000 Bitcoins.
Bitcoin in... Well,
what's 20,000 times 72,000?
Looks like the high in 2011 was...
Because that's how poker guys were playing poker. Because they made a freaking, they wouldn't accept U.S. currency and everything. They were buying Bitcoin.
The highest Bitcoin price in 2011 was $15.40.
Okay, so not 90 cents. What was the lowest?
The lowest
in $2
year was 30 cents.
Yeah, 30 cents.
Let's just say it was a dollar. If I had 20,000 Bitcoin.
144 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to jump off the roof.
You're hanging out here slumming with us.
Oh, Stunsky.
But I think you can do the same thing with a lot of stocks.
Sure.
Yeah, but I never considered those.
Remember
this
years
one I
ago,
I was like, "What am I going to do? I can't play poker."
Cakes has always
Bitcoin.
Been the biggest investor.
I need the next Bitcoin.
And one time we did a segment on the show.
I missed a zero. I think it's 1.4 billion.
Yeah, 1.4 billion.
You're off.
We did a segment on the show. Cakes was looking to buy stock, and I said, "Well, why don't you just go 100% in on Apple?" He's like, "No, that would be dumb. Why would you go 100% in?" Well, he would have millions.
Yeah. Probably right.
He's going to have money.
Instead, he put it in Under Armour.
I have a diversified portfolio. Here's how it's diversified. There are some dogs in there.
Yes.
There are definitely some dogs in that portfolio. But what are you going to do? Nobody has a portfolio with nothing but winners in it. I'm sorry. Nobody does. Not even the hedge fund sillies. They missed too.
My buddy over the weekend.
I'm just too scared to buy stuff like that.
My buddy over the weekend does a lot of investing in crypto, real estate, all kinds of stuff. He's done very well for himself. He told me 1 in 20. That's all he tries to hit. He said, it's 1 in 20.
That's pretty good.
He showed me a coin.
He's trying to hit a home
run. He showed me a coin that he put in 1,000. It was like over 50 right
well,
now.
I saw a report on like coins in the last 5 years that aren't named Bitcoin. 70% have failed.
Yeah. Well, he's got.
What were those coins called? I know I own those too.
Ethereum.
I had some of those.
Litecoin.
I don't know if I had Lite. I had definitely Ethereum.
Litecoin's at $95 right now. I think at one point it was like $1,000.
Doesn't Drab have something with the moon attached to it?
Safe Moon? I think he ditched all that.
No, I stuck with it.
He got me in on all the penny stocks. I mean, literally, there were pennies.
What happened to Boon Jugs?
Boon Jugs.
Here
that was your guy.
Boon Jugs, I saw him tweeting about Sedgy over the weekend. He's still riding it. He said they're coming back.
Is that the hearing aid?
No, that's the Black Entertainment app, I believe.
Yeah. Oh. That's the one.
But wasn't he hyping up like some hearing aid on the show?
That was a hot stock tip.
I-N-N-D.
I-N-N-D.
Anytime I've taken investment. In fact, Bitcoin's the only investment I've personally sort of made that's actually made anything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, you just have to give to my guy because I'm terrible.
What was the cell phone one that you got us all to?
I invested in that too. Went to zero.
I put $5,000 in that. Watch $5,000 go to zero.
I have another equity that's gone to zero.
I wrote it all the way to zero.
Oh, I know what it is.
That I poured a lot of money into. The amount of money I poured into this equity that will remain unnamed into, I don't know, like NVIDIA, I would be Warren Buffett today.
What's NVIDIA?
NVIDIA is like a tech stock that's gone crazy.
Yeah, we need NVIDIA. Like,
it's the AI stock.
Yeah, you need to go into AI.
It's gone crazy. It's gone through 100 roofs. Instead, somebody farted and it wasn't me.
Good morning, everybody. Boon Jugs, Hillbilly Barbecue and Hash.
Boon
Jugs. Is he still selling barbecue? Does he still do that?
He needs to, based on those investments.
That's who Drive was getting.
What do you think? He's retired, living on an island somewhere?
Financial advice, bro. Playing the market.
I put all that in like an E-Trade account and what's the other one? Trade America or something, or what's that one called?
It's like an Ally account.
No, it's God, I don't know. They're all felted. All those penny stocks. Yeah. I was buying 100,000 shares.
You know who else loves penny stocks? Rom.
Does he invest in those?
Probably.
Don't miss church tomorrow because of the Super Bowl.
No, my Bitcoin is at $42,000 right now. I'm a baller. I like cakes.
Big.
But I'm a big baller compared to Lurch.
I got nothing.
I did the same thing.
I get so bitter.
I'm fine. I don't get that bitter about it. Doesn't affect
me. Well, I mean, what can you do? I mean, I missed the boat.
Hey, let's hook up caller number 10. We have two tickets to pick a show your choice of the 2024 Wolf Trap summer season. Coming up this summer, Wolf Trap, Robert Plant.
Ooh, I like him.
Alison Krauss, James Taylor, Boys to Men with Belle Biv DeVoe.
Oh, that's a good one.
John Legend.
Can we get them in studio? BBD.
Ghostbusters in Concert featuring National Symphony Orchestra and more. For tickets and the complete Wolf Trap schedule, visit thefandc.com. Just be the 10th caller at 800-636-1067.
That would be up there with Biz Markie if you got BBD in here.
BBD.
We got Ricky Bell, Ronnie DeVoe, and Michael Bivins.
It would be fun. What are the chances?
Cakes, you know their best line, right?
Never trust a big button to smile.
There you go.
Of course everybody knows that
one. Classic.
Of course it is.
When they put pen to paper and wrote that down, they knew it was going to be a hit.
Send to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish Bucks Cakes, EB, I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley up next. Here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.